All right, so we're doing Maral. It's chapter 23, Chaf Gimel, and we're in the middle here of the first. Like what we looked at last time was pretty unbelievable stuff in terms of the idea of what the significance of Har Sinai, the different names that Chazal have for Har Sinai, and that the event. And also maybe the whole revelation, the giving of the Torah, like has a major impact in terms of how we relate to the rest of the world, I would say, is in a nutshell. So here, this is really going back to the whole predicate here is that Moshe, when he went to the Sneh, he was on Har Sinai, right? So the whole Sneh, that whole burning bush revelation is happening on Har Sinai. So that's why Maral brings it up here. And then he goes on, it says, Mitoch HaSneh. So we saw that the fire that wasn't consuming was inside the bush. So Perishu Razal, B'meder Shmos Rab, Amar B'yona, Hainu Hu Dechsev, Pitchi Achosi Rayasi Tamasi. Maha Ta'omim Halalu, She'im Echad Chash B'rosho, Chaveru Margish, Kach Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Imo Anochi B'tzara. So the Medrash Rabbah, Rabbi Yonah, he brings down a pasuk from Shir HaShirim, and basically he says like the idea, the analogy is to twins. That twins, if you have if one has a headache, the other one feels it. So what Hashem was saying is that I am with you in your suffering. So they explain something very deep here. Ki nikra Yisrael tamasi. So the idea that Hashem is referring to Klal Yisrael as his twin, le'inyan nifla. So this is an unbelievable thing. Ki hu yisparach he'ala, Yisrael heim banav alulim. So Hashem is the cause. The Bnei Yisrael, the children, are the outgrowth. This lashon. And it made me crazy. Like I've seen this in the Maral many times. The lashon of Allah and Alul. So in the footnote here, I finally found someone explains it. He said it very clearly. Either it's the Creator and the created, the Father and its offspring, an Av and a Tolda, or the cause and the effect, Siba u'Mesoveiv. So this is the relationship, he says, Rabbi Hartman explains in the footnote here, that this is the idea, the relationship between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, so that we are the Alulim Be'etzem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we, more than any of the other parts of creation, we have like this deep, deep connection to Hashem. We're you have the Creator and and that which is created. So obviously that which is created has a relation to its creator, but here what's being expressed, and again it starts, the point of the parasha is the fire that's in the bush. And so that the idea that the bush is under stress is the idea that Hashem, which I guess is the symbolic of, let's say, the fire, or maybe not, I don't know, but like I guess the presence of, you know, so Hashem is somehow manifesting there, that and so that he's with us in our sorrow and our pain, but from this has this much deeper idea of how deeply connected we are with Hashem. So that the cause and the effect, or the creator and the created, are very much connected. This is the sister and I guess the twin, let's say, that are together. So anything that has this type of deep connection, this idea that we're referenced to as the children of Hashem, that he's the parent, so to speak, like he's the cause, the parent, the father. So So it's that we have this very deep. Again, the Talmud is like this relationship of interconnectedness, of a twin, so to speak. Kasher lo nikach hadavar rak mitzad hitchaberut yachad. So this whole idea, this concept, is how deeply connected we are to Hashem. So the fact that Hashem is feeling our pain, so the same way he started out, pitchi achosi rayasi tamosi, and the idea that one feels the other one's pain, that's a reflection of how deeply connected we are with Hashem. So v'medrash chazit b'shir hashirim rabba shal Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai et Rabbi Elezer ben Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Shimon Yochai asks Rabbi Elezer about Rabbi Yossi, his father, and he says, "Did you ever hear your father explain what it means in Shir HaShirim when it says that the mother, that basically the context is where Shlomo Melech says that his mother made him a crown." So Rabbi Shimon Yochai asked Rabbi Elezer, "Did Rabbi Yossi, your father, ever say anything of Shad on this idea of this crowning or the making of a crown for the mother made for Shlomo?" So Amar Lohein, yes, my father did. Amar Lohech, what did he say? Amar Loh, Mashal Melech Shailo Bat Yechida. The analogy is to a king that had one daughter. V'haya Mechavava Biyoter Ad Shekara La Imi. He loved her so much. She was so endearing to him that he called his daughter my mother. Kach mitchila chavav HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Yisrael kara la biti. So he says like this: at first, Hashem's love for us is expressed that he called us his daughter. Hainu hu delsiv shimi bat viri. So first we're referenced to by Hashem as his daughter. Then we see that it gets even more intense to the point where he calls us his sister. So that the idea is that you see this progression of how strong our Hashem's love for Klai Yisrael, it starts out in reference as a daughter, then to sister, and then to mother. So Amad Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Menashko Hal Rosh, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai got up and kissed Rabbi Elezer on the head. Amar Il Mali Lobati El Lishma Davarze Dayani Adkan. So that's the recording of the Shir HaShirim Rabba, Medrash of Shir HaShirim. So he explains now, the Maral explains. So he explains that Hashem, his love for Klai Yisrael is expressed in these three descriptions. Shareihem alula mimenu yisbarach, right? So that we come from him. Dechsiv halohu avicha kanecha, right? He is our father. Shehu yisbarach nikra Allah beprat liyisrael. So that Hashem has this, he is the cause, the Allah, right, that he's like specifically our, you know, it's like we see that it goes out of its way to show this deep relationship that Hashem, or let's call it unique relationship that Hashem has to Yisrael. And then Laficha Karambat, and then he calls us, then we reference his daughter, Ratzalomar Shisrael Heim Alulam El Hashem Yisbarach. So I guess one side is more focused on the father, that meaning the father to the child, and then Bat, the daughter, quote-unquote, is a reference back, the child back to the parent, right? So one is one way down. I mean, the father gives over, is the cause, is that which helps create the child. And then the flip side is the relationship that the child has back to the parent. And that's the idea of, first starts out avicha, and then this idea of bat. And then when it goes on and says achoti, right, the sister, so what does that mean? So the first one is avicha, is talking father down to the child. So it's the Hashem as the cause. The flip side is bat, that we relate back to the parent. So that's us back to Hashem. Achoti now is the third stage of where the two come together. right? So he's saying bebechina zot shehalav v'halov mitchabrim yachad. So the idea of the sister relationship is how we come together. Nimsaki Yisrael heim batlo bebechina shehu alalahem. So we're his daughter in the sense that we are the cause, the effect of the cause. And v'heim alulu mimenu. The kasher nikach hadavar ki ha'ala v'alul mitzdarfin yachad u'mitchabrim yachad. And then when we have the cause and effect becoming connected, that's when we're called achoti. We're his sister. The kasher ha'bechina hu mitzad zeh ki I efshar liyot below Yisrael l'fi she'heim alulim kaviyochol ha'ala tzarech et ha'alul. So then the next level, which is really unbelievable, this is like where your head starts to, like, you got to get your head around this, is that he says, there's a point when you can actually get to where the cause, the father, the, you know, the different descriptions we have here of where it needs the that which it created, which is unbelievable. So now he's saying, we need Hashem. Great. So the bat, the child needs its parent. But the idea that the parent should need the child, so I understand where you can get to a point of where the relationship becomes a connected, we're sister connection. But then he says it goes on to another level, and that is ha'alot tzarech et ha'alol, that cause actually needs the effect. The parent needs the child. She'ein ala b'lo alol, because you can't have a parent without its offspring. U'me'achar shu yisbarach alat v'sibat hakol. So Hashem is the underlying thing. It's the underlying force of everything. He efshar mivilti ha'alol. So then he needs the output, Shehem Yisrael. So davar she'i afshar liyot below davar acher harehu davar kilu haya sibalo rotza lomar bebechina zot. So he's saying it's like the creator needed that which it creates to the point where it becomes like first, here what is he gone? He's gone from parent to giving, so that it gives forth the child, that's avicha. Then bat is the child's need for the parent, that's bat. Achot is achoti, is the idea that they become connected. But then he says it goes up to this next level of where the actual cause, the underlying force of everything and cause of everything, actually ends up having a need for what its output. And then it's to the point of where it actually becomes, it needs it, which is a crazy kind of concept that we're saying basically that in a certain aspect that Hashem would need Klal Yisrael in a very deep way. Which is pretty unbelievable, right? Oto davar kilu hayasibalo rotza lomar bebechinat zot. V'laficha kar Yisrael, then we be called aim, right? So that last aspect of where it goes up that notch of aim, right? So we said that the last thing is that in the analogy, right, he said that it started out, it said, right, the mashal was, you have a daughter, it's his only daughter. So he loves her, and then he calls her my mother, Imi. Imi, right? So he's saying that idea of Imi, that's why when we are called Hashem's aim, that somehow Hashem can't be without us, even though He is the cause. He needs us. If I need the other thing, I almost become like the reason for it. Now, I'll tell you like this: the way to explain this. Is like this. Hashem is called a melech. So when we reference Hashem as king, so they say, ein melech below am. A king cannot be a king without his constituents, without constituency, right? So even though he's still amazingly, you know, lofty, etc., the definition of king is dependent on the subjects. So I think what he's saying here is this idea, meaning to say that Hashem needs us in a way, it's crazy, right? But if you put it in that reference to say the identity, like, so as creator, the creator needs his creations. Now, does that mean a dependency of some sort? No. But as to be defined as creator, as parent. A parent is not a parent without the children. So I think that that's kind of where it's going. Because otherwise, to say... Yeah.
Need?
Say it again?
The word is need.
In
other words, it needs us, not... Maybe the word is love? Like...
The way he's saying it here, that there's somehow... And I think it's the way I said, explain the way a king needs to, in order to be king, he could be a lot of things, but to be king, you need yourself, right? In that sense, that's what he's saying. Needs, yeah. He actually, Mamish, the way he's explaining it here is that to have your, to be defined as, and the truth is that, like we always joke, like, you know, like you say, okay, this child made me a parent, you know, like your oldest child. Until like this, you know, thing came out, like I was just this type of person. Now, I'm a father, you know? So I think that...
He uses the same language for brother and sister, too. You need...
So he's saying like this. The child needs a parent, and Avicha, yeah. But Achoti, when he says the sister, that's already saying that that we're connected, right? That's the hitstar foot, right?
What does the connected mean?
It means that we have a very deep relationship to each other. We're very intimately, we're deeply connected. Okay, so but the idea of aim also davar kilu hayasibal v'afirach hamar shekol kachavav adshek karaim. So the analogy it said he loved her so much that then he got to the point where he called her mother. Right, called her mother, which is so. The takeaway from here, what it's saying again, this is like needs more, but at least on the surface, let's say, is that somehow what's being expressed here is that there is a need that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, right? It becomes a very deep connection to the point where, which again. Like, what does this mean exactly? You know, we need to, like, work on it to understand. But one thing Maral clearly is saying, Chazal are expressing to us that there's this very deep connection. And that it's being expressed. The point of departure here was the Mara, this image, this vision that Moshe had by the Sneh. The Sneh is communicating this very deep connection. And that you see that what you know, like this idea that when Hashem says to Moshe as he's going down to Mitzrayim, "Bini b'chori Yisrael, you are my firstborn." In a sense, it could be like that's how we would explain it, like the same idea that I just said. Like here, this child being born, this child's birth made me a parent. You know, so like Hashem is saying, you know, you're my firstborn. Now, I heard this. Trying to remember, I just heard this recently, but this idea of Hashem says to the Malachim that from the beginning of time, I always had Klal Yisrael. The whole point of creation was Yisrael. It from the beginning, even before creation, Yisrael was on my mind. The idea of Bereshis, for Reshis, right? It says that first word of the Torah is saying for the first. This was what that's why he created. That's why Hashem created. And what is one of those first Rashi brings down is that it's Klal Yisrael. We are the Rashis. So that's going back to this thing. So if Avein Dvarim Elud Me'od, V'hu Pirish Hamamar Hazeh Be'emet B'li Safek. And he says this is what it means when we see this Medrash that's talking about this, these different reference points. Hashem we're referenced in our relationship to Hashem as he's our father. We're also his daughter. We then reference that his sister, and then as his mother, okay? And then the way he's explained it here, in terms of the different reference points. So the way the Ramban explains it, he says, that's not really related to here. So he's saying, but the point of this whole exercise is that when he looked into this snan, he saw the burning bush, that Hashem was saying, I'm with Klal Yisrael in their pain. And how so? Because I'm so deeply connected to them that just like we said, when I'm so close with someone, I'm so related to this person that when they're in pain, I feel their pain. It's like that famous, I think it's the famous story they talk about, the tzaddik in our time. He's taking his wife to the hospital because she fell and hurt her arm. And he says, my arm or our arm hurts. Right? The idea that that's what Hashem is saying here is that the Maharal is saying that this medrash that's being brought down in Shmos Rabbah and then also in Shir Shir is that these midrashim are expressing how deeply connected Klai Yisrael is with Hashem to the point where he feels the pain. And Imo Anochi B'Tzara. Fine. Now, Bim Tishal, Ech Shayech Bo Yisparach Shehu B'Tzara Yisrael. So the question then becomes, what are you talking about? That Hashem, how do you say that Hashem is in pain with us? Da ki razal timsa b'divrehem harbi mod minyan davar zeh. So he says that Chazal find many things on this topic. Sha'amar ki hu yisbarach b'tzara Yisrael. But there are many places where they reference this idea. V'yoter mizeh amar razal b'perek kama d'chagiga al inyan chorban habayis. So it's referenced in the Gemara in Chagiga, the beginning, about when the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Makom yesh laKadosh Baruch Hu ubo Hashem. There's a place that Hashem has, and he cries there. Umesik sham bebatay gavai ika bechia bebatay brai leka bechia. That there's crying. I mean, what does it mean that Hashem is crying? So it depends. There's different. There's the inner house, the inside, and the outside. So there's crying that's occurring, and there's a question of what, like you said, on the outside, the inside. So we have to take a step back. The question is, Hashem never changes. Hashem doesn't cry. Hashem doesn't get angry. You know, so when we have all these points of where we say Hashem is a jealous God, or he gets angry, or he's crying. So like, what does that mean? So now, when people see this reference point of like where we say that Hashem cries or any of these things, like what does that even mean? So he says, and all these things that it shouldn't be, there's no question. What does it mean? Because we see though that in the Torah that we have these anthropomorphic references of where, like for example, it says, Hashem got sad. Or Vatikzar Nafshom Be'amol Yisrael. We see references in Torah where we see that, you know, Hashem either gets angry, cries, and all this stuff. So Lachin Razal lo hechiku kol elu hadvarim gamkin. They don't. Chazal doesn't like run away from this. V'chol ish hachacham yavin davar hachachma yuchalavin ki elu dvarim ein bohem davar zar. V'davar zar shamar v'nigla b'sne al shem imo anochi b'tzara. So the idea of all these types of references is they're conveying something, right? It's not that God doesn't cry, God doesn't get angry, God doesn't laugh, you know, like all these, right? So what then does it mean? So he says that when it comes to the snah, that it's conveying that somehow Hashem is feeling our pain. So now, it's interesting. So he explains that we, when it comes down to all these things, it's a question of Hashem's perfect. So then what we're talking about is how we perceive, how we receive these things, right? So he says, we are limited, and therefore we cannot fully take in Hashem's glory. Because even the angels who are on the highest level don't fathom Hashem's kavod, right? They can't, we can't understand Hashem. The Malachim can't even understand Hashem. Because Hashem in his essence we can't ascertain. This is like, now that we have our background in our Sifsei Chain, right? We talk about Keser, right? We talk about the crown that's beyond us. So Hashem, in his essence, we have no clue. But then what we're talking about is, what it boils down to is, it's what can we ascertain? What are the makablim, the receivers, able to understand? Right? We're so distant from Hashem, what can we understand and comprehend? The same way that we can't say that those that are in the higher worlds, higher realms, are equal to those who are in the lower realms. Those who are in the higher realms, they're able to ascertain higher levels of Hashem. And they are therefore able to ascertain much higher levels of Hashem, as vis-a-vis our limited comprehension. So when we say that Hashem cries, that's based on how we understand and we perceive. So if we're saying that Hashem is crying, it's how we are going to be able to perceive. We somehow can understand, or we perceive that Hashem is, there's a sadness there. Now Hashem is not sad, but how we understand it as Hashem is sad. When it comes to Hashem's side, it's all perfect. There's nothing changing there. But from how we perceive it and how we experience it, that would be the case. Meaning that somehow there's a sadness there. So, for example, going to the Chorban, when we saw the Beis Hamikdash destroyed, our experience was that Hashem was crying. There was some element of sadness within Hashem. Because what was happening there is that the stature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was impacted negatively. So there was a certain sadness and tragedy that was experienced there. Right, how we experience life when we go through a difficulty, we're in mourning, we're sad, right? So something missing, there's a lack. So when we say that Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, we say, like, it's as if, so to speak, he is sad. That's how we would understand how Hashem is experiencing this, you know, so to speak, or how we experience Hashem in terms of his, I would say the easiest thing is to understand that the Shekhinah, of Hashem's presence in the world, in these types of situations, these circumstances, so there's a sadness there. So too, how we would understand that Hashem felt some kind of pain as we were going through the difficulties of Egypt, you know, that kind of thing. There's no lack. There's nothing negative vis-a-vis Hashem if we say that this is how we are perceiving these things. Because this is purely how we perceive things. Because in a sense, there's a lack in how we're perceiving the glory of Hashem. So that when it comes to the Chorban, right, there was sadness, there was crying in terms of how we, now all of a sudden, like, how can it be? Like, they say, for example, the idea that Hashem is considered to be Nora, awesome. When they saw that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they stopped saying Nora. They couldn't say Hashem is awesome anymore, because how can you say Hashem is awesome if they just came in and just completely stepped all over and desecrated the Beis HaMikdash? So there was a certain lack of awesomeness in Hashem. And that there was a sadness, that Mamash, that there was like crying, so to speak. Because there was a lack in how we perceived God's kavod, his honor, his glory. Because the flip side is, if we were perceiving Hashem and his honor and his glory in its totality, in its wholeness, how would we would say Hashem's happy, right? Because what it means to be happy is that we're in a state of good, of wholeness, right? So like when a person's in a good place, you're happy. So too, we would say that when things are looking good, in the sense that we can perceive Hashem's glory and his honor, then we would say Kaviyachal Hashem is happy. Because Shaloyim Salam Kabam Shlemus Kvodo, on the flip side, if we don't see Hashem's his honor in its wholeness, Yomar Shu Mitatseva Shehu Bocha, we would say Hashem is sad, he's crying. Because what it really means is that it's an expression. When someone's crying and they're in mourning and they're sad, it's because there's something lacking. So that's when we say that Hashem is sad, there's some kind of the perception of Hashem in this world is lacking. He goes on, he says, that's what was going on. When it came to the Dor HaMavol, right, the generation of the flood, Shahayaba. Lahav Sidotam, right? Hashem was going to go now and destroy the work. Siva Yitat Seva Libo. He was sad. The Im Ki Eitzel Amitato Yisparach Einai Datsas, right? We know that in Hashem's essence, there's no sadness. Hadavar Hazen Nemer Kafiyah Mekabah was all about how things were perceived in the world. Sheheim Hanim Tzam, Sheheim Mekabah Midasot. Kibashas Hamabah Lo Kiblu Hanim Tzam Rakhe Datsas. So the feeling, the whole experience of God at the time of the Dor HaMavol of the generation of the flood was sadness. Because their whole experience of Hashem in the world was lacking. And so therefore, God is sad. Because how we perceived God, how we experienced Hashem, was that of lacking. So this is all about how we perceive Hashem. Hashem, he's happy, perfect. Everything's fine in his where Hashem is. And Hashem's essence, he's perfect. But rather, how we were perceiving and experiencing him in the world was that of a state of sadness. The Al Tishma. All these references, whenever we see this anthropomorphic description of Hashem's sadness, happy, angry, this and that, that there's a lack in how we are perceiving Hashem's glory. So the point is this is all an expression of how we experience Hashem's cover, his glory, his honor. And so that's what's going on here. Okay? And the Mashatirge Unkelus Bazaar, and then we see this, if you look at if Unkelus's translation, his explanation of the Torah, if you look at the Unkelus's like whenever Unkelus translates anthropomorphic things, he completely takes it away from that. He's very strict on taking it. It's never to show that this idea. That it's not a din in Hashem, that the Hashem doesn't do anything that's physical, and so any of these or these emotions that are being described here, so he's saying the rule of thumb is understand it's all about how those who are perceiving, how we as human beings perceive God's glory in the world, and so that in these different circumstances and different situations where Hashem's honor and glory is diminished, that's going to be an expression of sadness and crying and lack. And that when we feel Hashem's glory and honor clearly perceived in this world, that's a state of simcha, of joy. That Hashem Kaviyachal is in a state of joy. But it's not that. But what's interesting, going back, that needs to this idea of this connection that we have, that's already also something that needs to be thought about exactly when he's saying, this idea of how deeply connected Hashem is to us. So he goes on, he says like this, Lafichach, and therefore, Atash and Nigel and Moshe, at this time of the Sneh, when it's revealed to Moshe, Nigel loved the Sneh, Lafisha Yisrael Yubitzaro B'Shibud, right, it's addressing the fact that the Jewish people at that point are in this very difficult period, spot, Yisrael Him Ha'alulim Ha'rishonim Imenu, and that the Jewish people are we are the first, we're the connected Mityachis Lavi Spark, we have this very deep connection to Hashem. We are, like we said, he says, we're the Rashis, we're the beginning. we are so clearly coming from Hashem. Kemoshet bar b'kamam apamim l'ficha Hashem Yisbarach nigla ba'olamo kefiyam etzir sheyish b'Yisrael. So Hashem is revealed in this world through the Jewish people. V'kefit madregas Yisrael. And so therefore, through the levels of where the Yisrael is. V'im Yisrael b'ma'alach ha'chashuv ha'gdola. So when we are on an elevated place, az Hashem Yisbarach nemar lav kefiyam shehim Yisrael. So then Hashem is His how the world perceives Hashem is based on our stature. Vim heim b'shiflus me'achashu yisbarach shemo mityaches al Yisrael l'chach nimsa v'nigla el olamal l'kefi madregas Yisrael. So the idea that Hashem is b'tzar is actually it's a little bit different. It's a shift. Here we're saying like the conventional was like, oh, Hashem's feeling our pain. The answer he's saying is no. That's not what we're saying here. The idea that Hashem is b'tzar is because kvod Hashem. How God is being perceived in the world is the negative place because Hashem's glory is going to be expressed on how well the Jewish people are doing. And that when we're in an elevated place, Hashem's elevated. And the flip side is true as well. So as we're being trampled on in Mitzrayim, Hashem is in Bitzar, meaning God's how we perceive God in the world is being negatively impacted. So now you start to see perhaps that when we're saying this idea that Hashem is so intimately connected to us, that then becomes like, okay, now what we're really saying is we are the ambassadors, right? We become the Am Segula. It means we're mamish, like we're carrying Hashem's torch. And that as we are able to elevate, we're bringing Kvod Hashem into the world. So that gives the Jew, like, I think of, let's say, you know, Chaim Kanievsky, Zatzal. So like a person on that stature, when you would go there, like, I mean, I've heard people describe it like this, like a glow. So like, here is a person that brought the Shekhinah and elevated God's presence in the world through his incredible deep connection to Torah. So like, you're seeing Kvod Hashem, you're experiencing it. So in that sense, you'd walk in there and saying, wow, God's happy in this place because Kvod Hashem is being glorified, right? God's glory is being elevated in that setting. And so therefore, that would be Hashem in, you know, again, in a happy, so to speak, type of you would describe it as that. But because, in a sense, here is an ambassador that's the ambassador for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the world, right? So you see that, okay. So full circle, this deep relationship that he started out with when he's talking about father, daughter, sister, mother, all that stuff is really bringing us to this point of where we become the ambassadors to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then in turn Hashem is Bitzara. It's shifting it. It's not that Hashem is crying and is feeling sad for us as much as Hashem and his presence in the world is being negatively impacted. Okay? So now. So he goes on and he says that that's going to bring back to what happened at the time of the Chorban as well. So he says, I think I'm going to stop here. Just because I have to run, and I want to get into another piece that continues here. Just